So you may think that personal power has to do with confidence, and it does, but to be magnetic in this life, it's more to feel a sense of control within yourself, having an inner peace. That's when you're the most powerful. It's when you're not letting the world control or influence you. You're being your own person, and honestly, you're getting what you want. You are drawing those things in because of your personal power. Welcome back to the Happy Hippie Podcast. This is the show that explores all the ways that we can add more happiness into your life, mind, body, and soul holistically. We talk fitness, nutrition, wellness, girl talk, yoga, astrology, all of it. You can learn new habits, get healthy reminders, recipes, and more. And we basically talk about all the things that are going to change your life. I am Amanda McCormack. I'm your host. I am a yoga teacher, a personal trainer, a nutrition coach, a women's coaching specialist, a content creator, and a photographer. I wear many hats, but I'm exploring what makes me happy, and I want to open you up to that too. So if you're new here, welcome. Join us each week for new topics, meditations, and guest interviews so that you can start living your best life. You can keep up with everything on the podcast on Instagram under Happy Holistic Hippie. So my first tip for increasing your personal power, kind of coming back to yourself and owning it, is your outlook on the world. So making sure that your outlook on the world is not that victim state where you're just blaming the world for your problems per se. This comes down to, it's almost another law. It's like law of attraction, but a little different. It's called the law of reflection. So whatever you are feeling inside will be reflected back to you. And if you want a different reflection, you're going to have to change what's going on internally. And good news, I'm pretty sure if you're listening to this podcast or if any of the topics that we talk about on this show interest you, you're already making that move in your journey. You know, you're looking within, you're changing your mindset, whether it that be mental health, physical health, all those things. It's looking at the world and not being like, this is why I'm like this, or you're the reason why, and just having that anger and resentment towards everything external and looking within to see, okay, I do have control of my life, and how can I move and pivot differently and feel good and allow myself to let myself feel good by bringing good things into my life and working on myself. So thumbs up, you're probably already on that path, but I wanted to start off this personal power episode with that fact because I think a lot of the basis of life kind of builds on that. And I wanted to share a quote because this is something that lately I've just been keeping in my head whenever I find myself kind of looking at a problem and saying, this is why I'm not here is because of this, or this is why I'm doing it this way and not that way. This is a great quote to kind of summarize the law of reflection. It's the idea of when you look in a mirror and there's something on your face, you're not going to go to the mirror and wipe it off. You know, you're going to wipe it off your face. Like if you literally have ravioli pasta sauce on your lip, you're not going to go up to the mirror and try to wipe it off your reflection. You're going to fix that on yourself. So I really, really thoroughly enjoyed that quote. And I feel like it helps so much for me to remind myself that a lot of the things I might be seeing on the outside are coming from the inside, or at least coming from how I look at things. And I do think that, surprise, surprise, meditation, journaling, gratitude practices, they really help build that muscle, the muscle to remind yourself that the world isn't that bad, the world isn't that evil, and that yourself, like you can bring that happiness into your day-to-day life. My next tip is something that is a work in progress for me always, but keeping your word to yourself. Because when you have a sense of reliability with yourself, you build your confidence in yourself, and that thus reflects into the world, and you're more of a confident person. Because when you tell yourself that you're going to do things and then you never do them, you kind of go through that cycle of you feel crushed, and then you get a high thinking about, okay, well, I'm going to do this, and then you don't do it again and you feel bad, and it really does affect your self-esteem. So doing little things each day, even if they're microscopic in your to-do list or whatever, and then keeping your word, like saying you're going to do something and then actually doing it in small increments, really does help build that trust with yourself. And this is something I've been practicing, so that's why I'm sharing it. I'm not sharing it from, again, like a high seat being like, I always do what I say I'm going to do. But I've been trying to, and I find it does help build that muscle, like I was saying. It comes down to one, just maybe reevaluating how you plan stuff, because I know for sure, I've talked about it before as well, that I have had different types of plan, the consistency episode, I think I was talking about this. I've had different type of planners, I've had different styles and approaches, and I've always sometimes taken on way too much on my to-do list. And I truly, you know, Mr. Lulu, like, I thought I really could do all of it, like 10 tasks at once. And then when I don't do it, I feel bad. And it honestly just came down to, like, being for real with how I'm going to get through my week and how I'm going to break down my task. So sometimes evaluating that, you can also do a little audit on your relationships with people. Something for me personally, I know if anyone's listening, they probably know too. I take on too much sometimes and then I think I can do it a lot. And I have had times where I have like made plans and then had to cancel like last minute because I truly thought I could do something and then I ended up not being able to. But it made me feel bad about myself. It made me kind of lose trust in the world. It made me truly to other people like, girl, she's a flake. Like she's never showing up. So it does, and that affects how people like communicate with me, you know, how people are going to be drawn to me, how I'm going to be able to be somebody that people want to like rely on or hang out with because I'm somebody who's not keeping my word. So bringing it back to my own self before I bring it out to other people. But you see how the correlation is there, like how it does affect your, not worth, but how it affects your like appearance in the world. But yeah, coming back to me again, when you work on yourself in that sense, then it ripples out. It's that law of reflection that we were talking about in the last point, where starting small and doing things to build your trust, also it escalates, and then you'll notice when you do small things to build your own trust, you get better at keeping your habits, you get better at keeping your word. So trying to find something small that you can do during your day or during your week that you can keep your word about helps build that up. So I wanted to share that point because I do think that's also foundational. So now we're going to start going into some other mindset shifts that I think really hit the personal PowerPoint, but how you look at the world and how you trust yourself are two big things that I think affect that. So number three is one of the best ways, I think, to increase your personal power, something that makes you confident in yourself, confident in the world. And again, it's one of those things that can be super hard to come back to, but everything I say here, you'll have days where you'll be 100% thinking of these things, and the other days you'll have moments where you forget, and that's totally fine. So that's why I love to give like little sayings or phrases or different things to help it stick in your head so you can come back to it whenever. But number three is, it's all about our attitude about where we are and where we want to go. Because again, living in lack and not liking where we are, that does push things away for us. It makes us just feel bad. We kind of get into that victim mindset very easily. So this point is all about knowing that if you don't have X, whatever it is, you can still make things happen today. Like you still have that power. And this is like, I'm using the word power a lot, but it truly is powerful knowing that if you don't have the thing you want or the place you want to be, or even the person you want to be, you literally can still make that happen today. So that comes down to having that trust and having that love in yourself. Because when we pretty much project our entire worth and being on other things or external circumstances, or I'll be happy when I'm this, whatever, that type of thing, that's when we like decrease our power because we're basically defining ourselves. So you need to be anchored in, like so anchored almost, in loving yourself beyond circumstances or things that us humans allow to define ourselves. So more examples would be money, how much money you have, relationships, if you're in a relationship, not a relationship, if you're the type of person or you know the type of people that like use their relationship almost as a crutch in a way. Oh, I'm not married by 30. Everyone around me is having kids. I don't live where I want. Those things decrease your personal power because you feel defined by them. Those things almost keep you in a box when you let them label yourself. So that's when we need to step back and realize, like, even though we don't have that, we can make things happen by being fully at peace in yourself, you know? Unconditional love, the idea of inner peace, they're both intertwined because it's just a total acceptance of everything. It's being that observer. It's being where you are and observing it and just being okay with it and knowing that you can make things happen. That's the state of meditation. That's why we practice meditation. It's coming back to the present moment and being okay with everything, just accepting what's around you. You don't have to love it, you don't have to hate it, but you're just accepting what's around you. And that's when you find inner peace. That's when you find that unconditional love in yourself. Even though you're in this spot, you still love yourself, you still trust yourself, you still respect yourself, and you can make things happen, you know? But you have to have that relationship with yourself to fall back on, in a way. Another like mantra is almost like, in this moment of X, in this moment of sadness, in this moment of trial, I still love and accept myself. So when I go out in the world, I can feel worthy to receive everything, you know? if you like hate this place, you'll never move beyond it per se. So you have to kind of move slowly, just like how, if you've ever read any Esther Hicks books, like, Ask and It's Given, they talk about how slowly we move from place to place. Like, you, sometimes if you're in grief, it's really hard for you to move to like the top of the pyramid of absolute love. Like, you need to slowly move up in your emotions. So it's moving from a place of hate to acceptance. Just knowing that it's okay where I am right now, and I know where I'm going, you know? So it's the idea of acceptance and coming back to the present moment, which, again, meditative practices, mindfulness, those things do help to build that muscle. Another idea that's kind of comforting, or like a breakdown of a common idea, have you ever heard the term like quantum leaping or manifestation, like that whole realm? It's basically when you know there's another version of you out there that exists, you know, who has X or has the thing that you want, and you channel the qualities and the hobbies or what that person would study or do to get you there, you know? So that's those meditations that I was talking about, where you like envision your higher self, you sit down, you see what that person would do, you break it down backwards, you know? It's a comforting thing to know, like, okay, this version, this potential of me out there exists, and I can achieve that, but we're gonna work backwards. So, you know, I'm accepting where I am. You get comfortable with yourself. You will learn to love yourself, trust yourself where you are. And then you're like, okay, so this person per se, what would they do every day to get to that point? If this is a person that has a multi-million dollar business, well, obviously every day they're gonna be doing a little bit of something towards that business, you know? So what can I do today that that person would do? Or that person every morning would probably wake up and move their body in some way, or have a meditation practice because they are grounded in their business. They're not really frantic with it. So it's working backwards and thinking of what that ideal version of you will do, but still being accepting of where you are, because there's a beauty in that. You know, there is a beauty in the moment that you're in. Like, you'll never have it again, and you can find so much gratitude and appreciation for the version of yourself that exists right here and right now. Okay, I'm actually interrupting the episode with a little surprise for you guys. It builds on the point I was just saying. So I mentioned I was going to upload an intention setting meditation, or something that's more of a transformation meditation. So I actually have a new intention setting transformation meditation. I just kind of put all the words together there. But as I've mentioned in previous episodes, your day truly begins with your mornings. And when you envision your day, your higher self, and who you want to be, you lay a powerful blueprint. And it almost creates like a mantra, like a living mantra that you can return to throughout your day. Because we're going to get a little scientific. Scientific research, it shows that meditating in the morning, your brain is in a theta state, which I've mentioned is like the state where your brain almost absorbs everything around you. It absorbs things the most efficiently. This meditation is designed to help anchor you in the present moment and allows you to visualize how you want to be. And then that allows you to remind yourself of that vision throughout your day, because your brain is in that little like state where it can take in things a lot more easily. I also use subliminal hypnosis techniques to help incorporate affirmations in the back of the meditation that your mind will subconsciously absorb, which provides benefits like clarity, peace, and motivation. And it does give you an immediate shift in energy when you finish it. So almost like imagine carrying that energy and sense of purpose with you all day long. All you have to do to get the meditation is give this show 5 stars wherever you're listening. Just hit the little 5-star button and leave a review, whether it be Spotify, Apple, whatever platform you're on. And then just take a screenshot that you did the review and put the stars, and you can DM it to me over on Instagram, Happy Holistic Hippie, and I'll send you the link and you can keep the meditation forever. So it is a free meditation. It just gotta do the little screenshot. So 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening to, and then you can leave a review. It could be an honest review, whatever you want to say. You can share an affirmation if you want instead of a review, so we all can have little affirmations down there as well. Whatever you want to do, just send it over to Instagram at Happy Holistic Hippie and you will get your transformation intention setting meditation. Okay, back to the show. Tip number 4 is all about authenticity, which I've spoke about. I've told you I'm kind of in this era where I feel like I'm really prioritizing letting my authentic self shine. So because of that, I've been reading a lot of books on it. I've been watching a lot of videos on YouTube, and I actually stumbled across this one quote that I think it helps with personal power so much, because it's your personality. It's letting your personality shine. So again, your authentic self is basically who you were and who you are, because you're still that person, before the world told you what to be. So before you let not you let, but conditioning that comes from your parents and school and the media over the years told you that this was the way to go, or this is acceptable and this isn't. And it's very unique to each person's individual experience. But we do have conditioning and limiting beliefs. And life, I think, is all about unlearning those things and finding your true essence. I've done a lot of episodes on ways you can kind of reconnect with that part of yourself when you're in a rut, if you want to be more creative, connecting to your inner child. Those are all topics that I think help with authenticity, and it's kind of fun. It's like fun homework, because all you have to do is go back to the things you liked as a kid and like let yourself do them and explore. So a tip that I found, I can't remember the video I got this off of, so if anyone remembers, let me know, because I would love to give credit, but I did not come up with this quote. I just really liked it. Just if you're struggling with being authentic, which I feel like sometimes, because you know how you have different versions of yourself, like when I go to different places, I feel like it's easier for me to switch, and I can tell by my voice, because I'll have like my customer service voice will come out in certain situations, then other certain situations I'm a little like my laugh is different, but I don't do it. It just kind of happens. It's like a freeze response, you know, in most situations I'm myself, but you know, like certain work situations in the past, or if I'm like in a new place, I find myself being a little more shy, and I've worked through these things over the years, but I still notice it from time to time. So I kind of switch into different versions of myself, and a goal of mine is just to truly be my own self, like through and through, you know, instead of being quiet in certain situations, like just truly like let myself shine. And a way, the quote that I've heard was, just let yourself be 10% more of yourself daily. Like, to let your personality shine, just let yourself just 10% more. Like, whenever you're feeling like, oh, I want to be more of myself, more authentic, I want to let my personality shine. And again, just like that emotional chart I was talking about, sometimes it's hard to jump from one point to another point, like going from 0 to 100. So just telling yourself, okay, I'm just going to be a little 10% more of myself today in whatever endeavors you're doing. Again, this was actually a yoga teaching thing is where I heard it, because the girl was saying that she was struggling with bringing her personality into her classes, and she wanted to be, you know, a little more unique in her flows and like bring more of her own personal essence into her classes. So she asked her mentor, and her mentor was like, just be 10% more of yourself in your classes. That's all you need to do. Just 10% more. You don't have to change everything that you're doing. You don't have to jump the gun and do all this stuff, but just add 10% more of yourself into your class at whatever point you'd like. And that's how you slowly build that part of you, you know? And same thing goes with, it could be showing up online. If you're showing up on social media in any form or way, and you're finding yourself hard to express yourself or do anything, 10%, just 10% more, whether that be changing some part of the caption or whatever it is, or adding one photo to the carousel that you want to add, 10% more. It can also be in relationships, if you find yourself, you want to express yourself more in friendships or romance. So I just think that's a really good tip, because that truly does allow more of that authenticity to come out. And I don't really have a lot more tips on the authenticity topic. I would like to do an episode more about it if it's something that is interesting to you, so let me know. But I did want to include it because it does weave in the personal power here. So that's your task for the week, just adding 10% more of yourself into your daily routine somehow. Tip number 5 is that we do have power, in the way that sometimes we're like, oh, we're powerless, or you don't feel like in the world you have power, or the universe, you know, there's this force that controls things. You have to remember that we do have the power to choose how we speak to ourselves and how we speak to others. And I think I dropped this point in the last episode, but it's so true. Like, our self-talk, we are in control. And again, stepping back and remembering that we are the observer, and thoughts and emotions kind of come by like clouds. Like, our mind's always going to have thoughts and emotions, because life is so stimulating, you know, and sometimes it's just like trapped in your head. But if we can step back and remember, like, we can choose again. We can re-choose how we speak to ourselves, or we can almost reprogram those thoughts. Like, we are in control. If we speak badly to ourselves, we can correct it, like a kid, you know? If a kid does something bad, you're not going to say, oh, the kid did something bad. Like, we're just going to, like, that's it. We're just going to walk away from it. You can't change it. Hopefully, if that's your kid, you're going to show them that that wasn't the right thing to do and how to change it, you know? You could yell at them, but there's probably other ways you can do it, but you're probably not going to let it go totally unchecked, is what I'm saying. So we can do that to ourselves too. It's almost like inner parenting, where if we do say something we don't like, or thought about ourselves, or judgment with other people as well, you can always do the choose again method, which I've mentioned. It's a method from Gabby Bernstein's books. She uses it, I know she uses it in The Universe Has Your Back, but I'm pretty sure she like sprinkles that in all of her books. It's the idea that when these thoughts come up, we can take a deep breath, take a pause, thank ourselves for, because usually most of our thoughts are protection in some form or way, even if they seem mean. So we can thank ourselves, be like, okay, I don't really need that thought right now. Thank you for letting that thought come up, but I'm going to choose the next best thought that I can. And it can be something that you believe or something that you're trying to get yourself to believe. Whatever it is, you can always choose the next thought. But yeah, we get to choose how we speak to ourselves. Maybe it will take a little bit to reprogram or just practice with some things, but in the end, like, you can choose how you talk to ourselves and how we speak to others too. That's something that I feel like we teach kids, but, you know, holding your tongue, choosing how you're going to respond to people, choosing if you're going to respond to people, things like that. You know, we are in control of that. You know, maybe we're not in control of how they're going to react or any of that, but we do get to control how we speak to ourselves, speak to other people, how we act with ourselves, act to and for other people. But that's the beauty in it. You know, like, we control that. Like, that is in our scope. Like, it's our actions. Like, remember when I was saying that the beautiful thing about today is, like, this is the version of you that can make things happen. Even if you don't have X, you can still make things happen today. You get to take those actions towards yourself and towards others in the world. So that is something that is totally in your control. And it's super empowering to remember that. And speaking of steps, step number 6 has to do with steps as well. But pretty much everything in terms of creating something, creating change, being a catalyst, when you're praying for something or trying to manifest something you really want, all it really comes down to is having audacity, like having the nerve, like, to actually do it. When people are like, oh, she had the audacity to do this, it's like, that person, right or wrong, they just chose to do something. They took a step, right? So remember that you have the audacity to do what you want and to take steps in different directions, and, like, no one really is stopping you. A lot of the times the voice in our head comes from that conditioning that we hear from other people in our lives, in our past. So maybe you're trying to do something that's a little bit against the norm, and you're finding yourself, like, part of you is trying to protect yourself, and it's saying, like, oh no, remember the whole episode I did on fear, where the back part of your brain is, like, the part of your brain that's not as developed as, like, the animal brain, like, all your instincts, and it just wants to keep you safe. So the front part of your brain is super logical, and it comes up with all these ideas and fantasies and things it wants to do. And then the back part of your brain is, like, the monkey brain, and it's like, oh nope, what are you doing? Why would we do that? We're gonna die. We're gonna die if we go to a different supermarket. Why would we go on a trip somewhere? Like, that's so scary. We have to stay safe. We have to hibernate, you know? So our brain is constantly, like, going against us. But no one's really stopping you. It's just that part of our brain that's instinctual, that doesn't understand that we live in a city. We have TikTok. Like, it can't comprehend any of those things. So you have to remember that. Like, the animal brain's just trying to protect you, but no one's really stopping you. A lot of the times we just have these thoughts in our head. Other times maybe we hear things in passing, but no one's going to actually stop you. So to do things, there's a quote I like to keep in the back of my head, which is, if you knew that success or whatever outcome you want is inevitable, like, it's gonna happen no matter what, like, it's happening down the line 100%, how would you move throughout the world? Like, what actions would you take if you knew what you wanted is gonna come regardless? You know, you truly don't have to worry about it. How would you take these steps? Because 10 out of 10 times we would probably take bigger leaps. We wouldn't have that fear, like, sitting in us. We wouldn't be sitting on ideas for a long amount of time. We wouldn't be asking friends for, hey, like, should I do this or that, or what do you think of this, or blah blah blah, or, like, waiting for someone else to come into your life to help you with something. It's like, if you knew success is inevitable, you knew you're going to end up living in that dream house, or you knew you're going to end up being this profession or end up having the perfect relationship, like, how would you move through the world? Like, you know it's coming. Like, what actions would you take if you knew those things were coming regardless? It's a great thing to journal on too, if you want to take that, like, quote and then put it under different topics and see how you would approach things differently. Because life is almost all about, like, waking up. Because sometimes we're just so in the same motions, it becomes subconscious. We're doing the same things all the time that we forget we're doing the same things all the time. And if we take that quote and are like, okay, if success was inevitable, if I knew this was going to happen regardless, like, what would I be doing? And you can see what you're already doing, and it's, like, so far off from it, and you're like, wow, I'm actually acting out of, like, protection, or I'm acting out of a way that's not gonna leave me there at all, you know? And you just gotta remind yourself, like, what if, you know? So try it out. It's a really fun exercise, and I think it brings confidence into you, because if you walk into a room Like, you walk into a room and you're nervous about making friends, right? So you walk into the room and you're like, I'm going to make friends regardless. Like, my people are going to find me. They will. I don't have to be nervous about talking to anybody. Like, I'm just going to be myself and I'm just going to speak my mind. I'm going to talk to people. I'm going to engage in conversations. I'm just going to do my thing. Like, that, it's going to take so much stress off you. And just fake it till you make it. Like, you don't have to truly believe it, but just, like, telling yourself that and then acting, like, what if? Like, what, everything's working out anyway. Like, I don't have to stress over that, you know? Same thing with, like, business decisions. Or if, well, certain business decisions, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a millionaire, but I'm letting you know this does work because it has helped me in my own business endeavors as well. Social media, too. Like, okay, like, what if I, for me, I've done this before because it's like, okay, I know that people are going to like my content. Like, I know I'm doing my job. Like, I have an intention. I'm going to put my stuff out there. I don't need to worry about it. I can post the things I want to post, because sometimes I'd have a fear about posting something, or the voices in my head would be like, oh no, like, that's not perfect yet. Like, you have to wait until you have this and this, or this background, or it has to be pretty or perfect or whatever. But it's like, okay, like, I'm going to have the people who want to hear my message are going to hear it regardless. So let me just put out what I want to put out. And it helps you get through ruts of not doing things or holding yourself back. So it's really good if you're trying to take a leap in something or you're nervous about something. It's honestly one of my favorite things to lean back on. So that is it for this week's episode. I'm actually so happy about this episode because it's like 25 minutes, but I feel like I actually squeezed in so, like, information that I truly am like, I use this stuff myself. Like I said, a lot of these things I come back to, I truly use them and love them. And I love this topic because it's things I've been leaning on that I've literally seen true results in my life by leaning into these things. And I would love to hear from you. So if these resonate with you, or you have another hack that helps you with your magnetism, your personal power, please share it on Instagram, Happy Holistic Hippie. Remember also to drop 5 stars on your platform, whatever one you're listening to, and a quick review, and send it over to Happy Holistic Hippie on Instagram, and I will give you your free intention setting transformation meditation. So I will chat to you in the DMs, and I will see you soon. Enjoy.